Around the world, there are increasing reports of people still suffering from COVID-19 symptoms several weeks after they contracted the virus. Fatigue, difficulty breathing, reduced cognitive ability. They're among the symptoms that some are experiencing. It's another mystery to add to the long list of unknowns regarding COVID-19. Our reporter Tommy Meskell has been speaking with some people here who, weeks on from when they contracted the virus, they're still struggling to get back to their normal selves.
I would have been very active, you know, working 8 to 5 in the hospital and then overtime on top of that. And then training every day. So I was constantly on the go, very busy, very active, but very healthy as well.
Her success with Dublin Ladies Football is what Siobhan Killeen is best known for. Between training sessions and her job as a radiographer at The Matter, she finds little downtime. But back in early March, 27-year-old Siobhan found out that she had contracted COVID-19 and her 2 weeks of isolation began.
The first week I was quite unwell with that kind of flu-like symptoms. My lungs were okay. In the second week, they improved, but as I tried to do a bit of exercise or rehab in the room, I started to kind of get a cough and a sore throat.
Weeks later, whilst she has returned to work, Siobhan is struggling to regain her full strength.
Well, it's just like after exercise, I'd be flat out coughing. And I never had any lung issues. I don't suffer from sports asthma or anything. And there's been a few days where I would go to exercise and I just couldn't get going. I just didn't have the energy, and I actually found this a lot among my colleagues. I had one that was training for a marathon and he's still not anywhere near where he used to be.
No one knows what to expect. No one knows what is actually at the end of this, or is there an end to this, sir? And because I'm finding it very, very difficult at the minute.
For Anne Norton in Barefield, County Clare, COVID-19 has turned her world upside down. Anne runs the charity Clare Crusaders, which provides care to children with special needs. She's also a county councillor. Anne has 3 children, among them 22-year-old Nicole, who has cerebral palsy. Since contracting COVID over 2 months ago, Anne has been sleeping for up to 20 hours a day and struggles with basic tasks.
I have absolutely no interest. I am still at the stage that all I want to do is sleep. I find it very, very difficult every single day.
Do you worry about when you'll be able to recover, if you'll be able to fully get back to your normal self?
Yes, definitely. I think this is one that has actually taken, the fight out of me. And I think that's in itself is scary. I have a very, very busy life. You know, Nicole is 22. She's full-time, 24/7. Now I'm very lucky that I have a PA for Nicole, and Julia is around, but again, for only, so many hours. We have a lot of work to do on the clinic because we have to figure out how we're going to put it back. The county council again is full on. My children are laughing at me. I cooked the dinner this week once because I haven't been able.
The stories of Siobhan and Anne are not out of the ordinary. In fact, all over the world, there is mounting evidence of prolonged symptoms of COVID-19. The trouble for those suffering from them, medics are struggling to explain why.
I'm Professor Paul Garner. I work at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine.
Professor Garner contracted COVID-19 almost 3 months ago. After an initial rebound, he's been struck down again.
The issue over whether we're infectious or not is another one. I suspect that we are not. The infection seems to be very early in the illness, and I was tested for virus later on, and it was negative. I think the important thing is that the people get these complications that happen late in the illness, so that people are developing clots in the legs that are spinning off to the lungs, these pulmonary emboli. They're developing new symptoms over 20, 30 days of illness.
Whatever about the main disease itself, even less is known about these
prolonged symptoms that people are having. Do you think there's a need for further study on this?
I agree those studies need to be done, but there's also an immediate sense that we all need to be aware and sympathetic of people. Employers need to understand this fatigue goes on in some people for some time.
Not surprisingly, for those who are admitted to ICU with COVID-19, the journey to full recovery takes time. A video of Donal Bradley returning home to Buncrana in Donegal, welcomed by his neighbours, lifted many hearts around the world. But that was 2 months ago. Donal says he's still far from his normal self.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. Still get tired later in the evening. I'd be waking fairly early in the morning. But about 10 or half 10 at night now, certainly it's time for bed. My doctor, Dr. Kira Steele, she rang me. She said, expect anywhere up to about 6 months for a full recovery.
It's Donal Bradley from Buncrana in Donegal. He spent a week on a ventilator suffering from COVID-19. That was Tommy Meskell reporting. We're joined now by Dr. Cliona Ní Chealaí, Consultant in Inclusion Health, Infectious Diseases and Associate Professor in the Department of Clinical Medicine at Trinity College. Dr. Ní Chealaí, there are two different types of people in Tommy's report. Donal Bradley spent a week on a ventilator. Siobhan Killeen wasn't hospitalised at all with COVID-19. Was it always going to take longer for Donal to make a complete recovery?
Absolutely. So people who end up in intensive care for any reason find that it can take a long time to get their strength back and their energy back, because you can imagine they're not moving around, their muscles are, you know, not getting the normal exercise that they would get. So it definitely can take a longer time for people who have been in intensive care to recover.
So for Siobhan Killeen, a young, fit, healthy woman, played GAA, but when she started to exercise again, she started coughing a lot, and she's still coughing, and she has no energy. Why would that be?
So we're seeing that a lot in people who have had COVID. Obviously, we're learning all the time, and it hasn't been around that long, so we can't tell you what it'll be like a year or two down the line. We're definitely seeing some people who have COVID finding that they're breathing, particularly when they're exercising, that they're not able to ramp up their breathing in the way that you normally would be able to do when you exercise. And people do improve, but it can take a lot longer, perhaps, than we would have initially expected.
And Anne Norton, we heard her saying she was suffering from excessive fatigue. Again, why?
So from what we know about coronavirus, it seems like the immune system plays a really important part. So when people become very sick with COVID-19, it tends to be in the second week of illness. And we think that rather than it being the virus, it's the body's immune system's response to the virus that is actually making people very sick. And we know from other infections, other viral infections, that some people, and we don't understand why, can have a lot of fatigue, a lot of tiredness that can last for months. And unfortunately, we don't understand what causes it. But COVID may actually help us to understand how long-term changes in the immune system can cause that type of tiredness and why it can take a number of months for that to resolve and go away.
Yeah, and I suppose for people like Siobhan and Anne and presumably many others listening as well who weren't seriously ill from the virus but who are taking a long time to make that complete recovery, they want to know how long. How long are they going to feel like this?
And unfortunately, we don't know yet, but certainly we have already seen in the few months that we've had the virus, people who have had those type of symptoms after infection who are now better. So we would be hopeful that a number of months, but that they will eventually feel better. But we can't say exactly how long it'll take.
Yeah. And does a lot of it centre on the lungs, Dr. Ní Chealaí, because it's a respiratory virus, it affects the lungs, obviously. And is it then the lungs that take the longest time to recover, regardless of the severity of the virus?
Yes, it does tend to be that. So I suppose there are two. There are the lungs and then there's the overall body system, you know, which I suppose the fatigue would be part of. But yeah, when people get very sick in the short term with COVID-19, it tends to be their lungs that are affected, and definitely shortness of breath or not being able to exercise in terms of breathing, that your breathing can't cope with the exercise, extra demands that exercise places, does seem to be a particularly common post-COVID symptom.
Anne Norton, she didn't say it to Tommy, but she did say it to other reporters that when she got the virus, first of all, one of her main symptoms was hallucinations. Now, is that rare?
I haven't heard of that before. Now, certainly people, when they're very unwell, can get a thing called a delirium. So, like children get sometimes when they have a temperature, it's particularly common in older people, but it can happen to anybody if they're sick enough. And part of that is seeing things, you know, seeing crocodiles or, you know, people in the room, the kind of visual hallucinations. And it's just a symptom. I suppose your brain is an organ like your lungs or like your kidneys. And if you get sick enough, it can kind of affect your brain temporarily. But certainly hallucinations isn't one that I have come across personally yet, but we're learning all the time.
Well, I was going to say there's still so much to be learned. And I suppose with over 7 million cases now of people with COVID-19 around the world, that's a lot of material available for research and hopefully to find answers.
Exactly. And we're doing research here in James's and Trinity, and I know all across Ireland, trying to capture this so that we can rapidly share the information that each of us have into a big pool that we can all use then to help people who are trying to recover, like you've described.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Dr. Cliona Ní Chealaí, consultant in infectious diseases and associate professor at Trinity College, for talking to us. And thanks to Siobhan Killeen and to Anne Norton and to Professor Garner for sharing their stories with us this morning too. It's nearly 8:25.